This is the recording of Building Stories on Air from May 31st. We hope you enjoy it. Good afternoon, everyone. We are so delighted to be here again with you on a Sunday afternoon in Carborough, North Carolina. This is Frederick. I am with the Wooden Fellows, and we are ready to build stories on air. So you can listen to us on the radio. That's the beauty of broadcasting on WCOM RP 103.5. But you can also listen to us from wherever you are in this world through live streaming at wcomfm.org. As always, we'll start with Led Zeppelin and a few minutes of the Battle of Evermore. So grab a comfortable chair, a notebook to write ideas of a story throughout the show, or pencils to draw some illustration. We will be right back. This is Frederick on WCOMFM.org, also broadcast WCOM 103.5. Here we are again to build stories on air. This is our 13th episode, I believe, of Building Stories on Air. So as always, the whole team is here, which means the human behind the Wooden Fellows, me, Frederick, and the Wooden Fellows, Maurice, Madame Rigolote, Petite Clotilde, and Pierre Kiroul. And I actually have Petite Clotilde in a very special place. She's right in my arms right now. She's going to build stories with me today. We also have DJ Spy, who helps us every week with the music. But as you may remember from last week, I now involve him with coming up with some problems that may be happening as we build stories. So that's good to have another human being every week. When we don't have guests. As always, the goal of this show is to build stories across generation, you know, and encourage everyone to invent stories, you know, as you wait somewhere or as you spend time with a loved one, no matter how young or old that loved one is. Instead of, you know, being in different spaces, scrolling on our phone or device, maybe, we often forget that we, all of us, were once curious and brave and creative children. And so it's important to remember that. And what better way to remember to be a child than unleashing our imagination? So our plan today, first, we are going to warm up a little bit, you know, unleashing your imagination. It's like maybe running a mile or walking or doing any kind of exercise. You know, you have to warm up a little bit. And as I said, Petite Clotilde will be taking the lead today. And as a starting point, we are going to build a story from... We always kind of think about something that happened during the week. You know. And this week, I took Petite Clotilde grocery shopping. And so that was a great adventure because I was trying to be focused, but she was so distracted and ready to invent stories with whatever she was seeing. So we took some pictures and I told her,
Just wait, petite Clotilde. You can tell us all about your stories at the grocery store on Sunday when we are building stories on air. And as always, we have some resources. You know, we have some dice if we feel like adding some numbers in our stories. We have some prompts and kind of random ideas of location or objects, you know, that can be included in a story. I'm looking at the box. We have like a jacket. We have... We have some additional puppets. We'll see if we use any of them today. But as always, this show is about you, our dear audience at large. And so throughout the show, you know, we invite you to do something, you know, think about some stuff. And you can always reach out throughout the show by just sending an email at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. And I know you may be listening to this show while you are driving or while you cannot send an email, or especially safely send an email. So don't, just enjoy the show. It's just an option for you. You can always reach out during the show or after the show. All right. So first, I said that we were going to warm up. So a good way to warm up before unleashing your imagination is to look at pictures that you may have taken some time ago and just start from there. So you have some context. And the first thing can be just to describe the picture. And then as you feel more comfortable, as you warm up, then you can add some details that may be factual or that can be truly made up. So I have a picture in front of me that I took probably a couple of years ago. And it's a picture of Maurice, one of the wooden fellows. So if you remember Maurice, he's the wooden fellow who reminds us that sadness is part of life. He's kind of an introvert, like the human behind him, me. He loves gray and black colors. You know, he has gray eyes, a gray shirt, black hair. And so in the picture, he's simply laying on the ground, looking at a snail. And often, you know, when we find a snail outside, the snail goes into their shell. But I guess, you know, snails are not that scared of wooden fellows. And that snail was definitely not scared of Maurice. And so if you imagine that picture, you know, close your eyes, imagine that picture. And the question to unleash your imagination is, well, what may Maurice be thinking? So for me, you know, when I think about Maurice, he's probably very appreciative of how quiet the snail is and how slow the snail moves. Because it's all about what Maurice enjoys. Slowness, quietness. So, what else do you think Maurice may be thinking? What would you be thinking if you were laying on the ground, looking at a snail coming towards you? And then you can also think about, what do you think the snail may be thinking? You know, you are a snail doing snail stuff, going somewhere, and all of a sudden you have a wooden fellow That seemed pretty nice, but that wooden fellow is blocking your way. And you know, it's hard enough when you're a snail to crawl. You don't want to have to crawl over a wooden fellow. So what do you think this snail may be thinking? All right, one more picture, and then I think we're going to be all ready to invent a story or to build a story. This one is a picture of Pierre Quirol, who is another wooden fellow, the one who loved being outside. You know, he could spend his life outside. And he's always barefoot. He has some gray clothes, brown eyes, brown hair. And as I said, not much to know about him, besides knowing that his happy place is the outdoors. But on this picture, he's standing up next to some rocks that looks like acorns, like some big statue of acorns. And he's leaning against one of them. I believe it was in New York City, Central Park in New York City. And so he's leaning against one of them, and he's simply looking down. So imagine him and think about what may he be thinking. So for me, when I look at the picture, knowing a little bit about Pierre Quirol, you know, I'm wondering if he is thinking that, you know, maybe those acorns were petrified or something, or why are they in rocks and not, you know, those acorns in brown color that we can find in the fall. So he does look, it's hard to say, if he looks sad or just he's just thinking. That's when, you know, you need to ask a question to the wooden fellows to really find out. All right. How are you feeling? Do you feel like your imagination is ready to go? I'm feeling pretty good about it. What else would you like to have around you to build stories or unleash your imagination? We are going to take a music break so you can think about it. You can bring some papers, definitely call a loved one to involve them in the story, or do it by yourself. No, obviously I do it all the time. we will be right back. With the Wooden Fellows for Building Stories on Air on WCOM FM 103.5, streaming worldwide at www.wcomfm.org. So before the break, we warmed up a little bit to unleash our imagination and be a kid for a moment. You may have children around you, so they can definitely help you be a kid even more. But if you don't, thank goodness we have the Wooden Fellows. So today, Petite Clotilde is going to help us out. And the context, as I said previously, is going to be a grocery store. If you remember, Petite Clotilde, she's our dreamer of the four wooden fellows. She has purple eyes. She's always wear purple, blue, pink colors. She loves caring for other people, and she loves dreaming big. And so earlier this week, when she came with me, the human behind her, to grocery shopping, she was quite excited to spend some one-on-one time with me in a place where with so much to see. Now, I know that, you know, grown up, when we go grocery shopping, usually we just are on a mission. No, we just want to grab what we need and go. But when you are a little wooden fellow who loves slowing down and who is very curious, like a young child, and there is so much to see at the grocery store. So imagine the context. This is Petite Clotilde in the court with the human fellows, kind of busy, trying to put what needed to be put in the cart. So she got a little distracted. She started looking around as we were passing first the grocery, the produce area, and then she looked around in the frozen area, frozen products area. She did spend a fair amount of time looking at the jam, because she loves jam, and you know, you can have all kind of jams, strawberries, raspberries, which is probably her favorite. And so she was pretty patient, you know, in the court. But at some point, she decided to jump out of the cart. And so without me noticing it initially, here came Petite Clotilde. And she jumped out of the cart and decided to walk around and stop here and there and let her imagination take the lead. And that's where we are right now. Petite Clotilde wandering around. But then, and that's when we are going to ask DJ Spy for something that's going to happen in the story, and we can all build from that. So then something happened. DJ Spy.
Well, I think she found her way into the produce section and saw the mountain of potatoes and yams, North Carolina's state vegetable, and thought she was weary of trying to climb over those, and she found her way into the bright green forest of broccoli, where she might be able to hide and just watch people and maybe other fellows that might show up.
All right. So, my dear audience at large, this is our challenge. So, imagine Petite Clotilde hiding in a forest of broccoli. What may she be doing? What may be happening? So we are going to take another musical break, so you know, we can all think about it. And as always, you know, if you have some ideas, you can always send us an email at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com, either now if it's safe to do it or later on. But we will be right back. on WCOM-FM 103.5, streaming worldwide, WCOMFM.org. This is Frederick. I am with the Wooden Fellows, building stories on air. And so before the break, we started building a stories taking place at the grocery store. And Petite Clotilde, who was kind of, I don't know, probably not getting bored, because Petite Clotilde is a pretty easygoing. But I think she just, you know, decided that she didn't have to stay in the cart while the human being was doing the grocery shopping. And so she just started walking. And DJ Spy gave us an idea of something that happened. She was in a forest of broccoli. So did you come up with some ideas for your story? So for me, can you imagine being in a forest of broccoli? So here you are, you know. So I imagine Petite Clotilde wandering around this forest of broccoli. So, of course, in a forest of broccoli, there is not much to see, right? You cannot expect to see birds or mushrooms or a creek, you know. At least that's how I would imagine a forest of broccoli. It's just mostly broccolis. But Petite Clotilde decided to just still explore it, just in case she could find someone. DJ Spy said maybe she could see another Wooden Fellows. You know, maybe. So she started walking in this forest of broccolis. First, being pretty curious about everything, and then starting to be a little concerned that she may be getting lost. And at some point, she did get lost. And so she started walking one way and then walking another way and realized that she had been here before. And so she went another way until she decided to take a break and think, all right, how can I get out of this forest of broccoli? And so something you have to know about the Wooden Fellows is like they always have some knitted clothes, because Madame Rigolote, one of the other Wooden Fellows, love knitting. And so Petite Clotilde had this great idea, kind of heartbreaking idea, but great idea nevertheless. She took her scarf, her pink scarf, and tied one hand to one trunk of broccoli. I don't know if I could call this a trunk of broccoli, but at a one, you know, area in the forest. And then she started walking around, untying her scarf until she was able to find her way out. What do you think, DJ Spy? Do you think it's a good way to include forest of broccoli? So here she is now. She's back in the store. But you know what's going to happen? Something else is going to happen, because we are unleashing our imagination and building stories. So what do you think, and what may be happening next?
Well, I think she's going to find her way into the freezer section, and like most of us do when we go to the freezer section, wonder why it's so cold there, because it's the freezer section.
especially that now that she has lost her scarf because to get out of the forest of broccoli. So, yes. All right. So, our next step in our story, we need to think about Petite Clotilde being in the freezing section and freezing herself. So we are going to take another music break. You know the trick by now, so you can think about it, and I can think about it because, you know, I'm building stories on the spot. And we'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Frederick. I'm with the Wooden Fellows, building stories on air on WCOM 103.5 and streaming worldwide at WCOMFM.org. So before the break, as you, I'm sure you remember, but if you just join us, now we were building a stories, taking action into a grocery store with Petite Clotilde, one of the Wooden Fellows. And she had made out of a forest of broccoli, losing her scarf, though. And here she was now in the freezing section, and she was getting really cold. So I don't know what idea you had during the break. This one, and again, I'm here to model that sometimes it's easy to imagine things, and sometimes it's a little harder. That's why we have some, you know, prompt to help us here, you know, just some random ideas. And we also have a box with some objects that we have been collecting for a while. And so during the musical break, I did look at the box and I found a little puppet that's a sheep. And I was like, ooh, that is going to be helpful. So here is the story that I came up with. So here was Petite Clotilde, starting to feeling pretty cold. And Petite Clotilde was, I'm not sure I had a good idea leaving the court and leaving the human being, which is me, by the way. Because first, I got lost into a forest of broccolis. Yes, broccolis. I didn't even know forest of broccolis existed. And now I'm in the freezing section and I'm getting really cold. And I'm not sure what to do. But then she heard a and here came a sheep. Now, remember, this is my story. Anything can happen. This is my imagination. And so, to me, I love the idea of being cold in at the frozen section of a store and seeing a sheep. And not any sheep. A sheep full of wool, and so very fluffy and very kind. So kind that he saw immediately that Petite Clotilde was getting quite cold. And so the sheep came and introduced himself. Hi, I'm Monsieur Sheep. You know, we always love including some French in our stories. So Petite Clotilde was, hi, Monsieur Sheep. I'm sorry, I cannot really talk right now because I'm kind of getting a little cold. And I had a very warm scarf, but because I got lost in the forest of broccoli, I used it to find my way out, and now I'm very, very cold. And so the sheep said, "Don't you worry. Just come close to me, and we can just stay here quietly together until I'm warm, but until you warm up. What do you think, petite Clotilde?" And she said, "Yes, that sounds like a great, great idea." And here they were, warming up for a few minutes until petite Clotilde was warm enough to be able to leave that cold section and started to find her way back to the human being. But then, as she was almost ready to see her human being, a last thing happened. TJ Spy.
Yeah, she got distracted by the dairy section.
Oh, yeah, because that's what she does, right? She gets distracted very easily.
And she saw all this milk and eggs, and she says, "Where are all the cows and the chickens?"
All right, so another quest for petite Clotilde. Think about it, our dear audience at large, and we are going to listen to a last song pretty quickly because time fly by when we are having fun. We'll be right back. This is still Frederick, and I'm still with the Wooden Fellows, with petite Clotilde as our special guest today. You are listening to Building Stories on Air on WCOM 103.5 FM or streaming at wcomfm.org. So we are going to close our story. Today we went to the grocery store and all kind of adventure happened to petite Clotilde, who decided to explore the store on her own. And right before she was ready to find a human being again, she got distracted in the dairy section, wondering how they could sell all of this milk and all of these eggs. Where are the cows and hens and chicken, she thought. So I don't know what ideas you came up with during the music break. But for me, I'm going to take an easy way out here because it's almost time to close the show. But the sheep that helped petite Clotilde in the frozen section was still around. And he saw how curious petite Clotilde was about cows and chicken. And he said, "Petite Clotilde, you didn't know? Come here. There is a little door that nobody knows. But if we crawl under it and we go, you are going to see the most amazing place." And so petite Clotilde was thinking, "Okay, I can still take a few minutes before I join the human being." So here they went, crawling under a little door out of the grocery store. And there they saw this beautiful, beautiful area full of greens and cows running and dancing and happy as they could be, surrounded with chicken and hens and rooster and all being so happy. That's right, when you use your imagination, you can make the world a much better place. And that ends our story for today. And as I said every week, it doesn't have to be perfect. It's just about being a kid for a moment and using our imagination. And what I'm probably going to do later this week is just revisit this first draft and make the story better. But you know, you have to start somewhere. And every Sunday, that's where we start. I hope you had a good time, or dear audience at large. As always, we are going to finish our show with one of my favorite songs. It was definitely my dad's favorite song. And if you need anything until next week, just send us an email, buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. We cannot wait to hear from you. Have a good night.